Cryogenic distillation is the primary method for producing liquid oxygen. This process is most effective when high purity or high pressure oxygen is needed, or when high volumes of oxygen are required. Note that handling of cryogenic oxygen requires special personal protection equipment. The cryogenic distillation process leverages the different boiling points of the constituents of air. By reducing the temperature, it is possible to separate oxygen from the other elements found in the air. In cryogenic production, air is first filtered, pressurized, and cooled. This removes any particulates, including carbon dioxide, and condenses and removes the water from the air. At this stage, the air is still a gas and will need to be cooled further to achieve the separation of oxygen and nitrogen. To accomplish this efficiently, the air is moved through a heat exchanger, which exchanges heat between the incoming airstream and the exiting waste gas stream. The cold air enters a distillation column, which separates products based on their boiling points. As oxygen has a higher boiling point, it falls to the bottom of the column, while nitrogen rises and is collected at the top. At the top of the column is a refrigeration unit, which will liquefy any oxygen that is still gaseous. The liquid oxygen in the bottom of the column can be extracted and further refined in a second distillation column if required. The cryogenic distillation process is explained at a high level on your screen. Select the Process Schematic button to take a deeper look at the process.